bring her. Be sure to show you how much she said to me. She was a young girl. I'm glad you guys have given me easy time. I'm with you today, this afternoon. I'm telling you a story about the weeds that we used to get caribou. The other day, I was telling you guys about this part of when it was in UH, now, we're doing a lot of work. The house, our family, house, our daddy, mother, grandmother, grandfather. I remember. Us Indians. My English cooperation means all my bunch of Indians. They share together, they stick together. Today, this new generation, we quite a bit different. I'm old man, my race, Indian race. You young generation race, I see both sides. Like the other day, I tell you guys, I hope I'm young so I can make money. Athabascan Indian in Alaska, nothing about a saying. Not men also like you, young generation, you start working, you make money, you have to throw your bank. Yesterday I get $500. I go into the bank, I threw in $400 in the bank. I got $40 left. We start in our chop line, which we've done all winter, we trapped till April. Of our winter outfit, we put it in the winter. We kill moose. We put in a, we smoking in the winter meat. Winter meat. And summer meat, they taste different, flavor. When the meat you dry, you cook in flavor, different taste. And the summer, game, caribou, sheep, bear, any kind of meat. Flavor, different taste. So we start in the caribou in the spring, that is a May, June, with our people in the country. They get the caribou dry meat for the all summer until coming to July. Us Indians, we know, like, well, I use simple farm people. They got they feeding and their cattle. They know what kind of getting good shape. Us Indian and Alaska, our game, what time is coming back to good shape, getting back, and good time to get it. Of July. We don't kill no. Sometimes we've got enough dry meat and caribou meat, and if we get it and dry them, smoking, everything we save. We save even feet, caribou feet. We split them and piled up. Sometime, I don't know, I really don't know, there's very much people in this area. And the way they tell the story before me, and their people, they talk about their starving, reaching. With an arrow to kill deer, so hard to do. Gotta run. With the snowshoes too. You gotta run, snowshoes. No big brains looking for it, still around. Put it in the moose, they played off, they stopped. Stand around on the tree. The sooner we spot them, we put an arrow, we walk around where we can hit, right behind the shoulder. A lot of hard ways, still, I never see my people stop hungry. Today, real easy life for me. I got 50 cents. I mostly want to eat something. I go in some store, spend 50 cents. I get candy. Get pop. Therefore, I tell it in my story, you young generation. Save. Think about save. My Indian story, you young generation, hard for you to understand. Today, easy life, easy way. You learn education, you use it, like I use truck line to get enough birth. You get good jobs, dig around, I tell you the other day. One really important thing, us humans in the earth, here in the last, in the world, believe in us. I use simple, one white man. He's a government now, he's a millionaire now. I met him in Anchorage. They're coming in from the state. Some of his friends pay his transportation, the man in Anchorage. They got 35 cents. He's telling us they got 45 cents. That's all he got. He tried to get the meal, he can't get it. So finally his friends give him a few cents. Gets his meal. And he asked the job, art. They finally get the job in the airport in Anchorage. They stick around, they start making good money. I learned my Indian chief people save, but die. He tell us in the angry conference meeting. I worry, I really worry, even pardon I'm hungry. I got 35 cents in my pocket. I need to spend I don't know what I'm going to do. Father, my friend, give me a few cents to make good enough. Have one meal. From there on, walk. All few days later, the father gets job. He stayed on, he make his money. He gets other jobs, more pay. They're looking for other pay. They tell us in like 1 month, they got enough money to make. I think right here in Fairbanks, I think we build Fairbanks Inn Motel, Travel Inn, Cafe Motel, and he built Westwood Hotel in Angus. They left everything because they think. That's why I try to get the young generation. My wee life, partly. The other day I tell you I was a subtract 19 years old in skin clothes. Daddy told me stories. My uncle told me stories. Sometimes grandma people tell me stories. How we get make air, how we to make wood trap. We didn't have no trapping. First time I see trap, 1918. I see trap, number one, number slim trap. Game, too small for the whole game. City. Even them stuff, we didn't get it easy. My grandfather's in the kitchen stuff, where I was born, married to kitchen stuff, between Josephville and the map, was on drawers for some days. Hard wood, hard camp, no tent. I don't know how my mother saved me. I was born right there, right out of hard wood. They call in English on that camp I was born, they call Cyrus Camp. That means Pooh Camp, the name of Cyrus. They call them, some white guys, little people, they call themselves, they Cyrus. Because he's a cool guy. So a lot of ways. I was born, I was 10 years old, 10 days old. And they moved down to village. Where I was born, up to Torch North, up Portomac country. I've been staying there till I was 14. Her grandfather, her mother's daddy, old chief at Lake Mansfield. They appointed her out, my grandfather's, to be in charge in his place, in his village. Old man is going to die. So they point out, and that's how I got down in. I was 14 years old, moved down to Lake Tanaka. Lake Mansfield, that is a real old time village. After where I was just living there for a long time. From there, we then stay one place. I going back to kitchen stuff where I'm blind until I'm 45 to 50 years old, I guess I left. last time I've been up there in 47. And that year, that's the only time I had trapping. School, they wanted out and with people to move down to Canada. So we go back and talk with the old Chief Sam. And he took all his few people left to bring it down to Tanaka. Some family in Tanaka, some family in Tetu, some family in Snorsa. That's how we left. In that country, that caribou country, a lot of caribou, caribou started move in the spring, May and June, sometimes early in April. I remember my grandfather in the Carrel. They call hay creek. 4 miles like a chicken stock. Caribou camp. All village people move in. They shipped up France this soon in April time. They go there. They put it up post and they put new rock in sometimes. Well, that trail where my grandfather make that trail. 5 miles up to France, 7 miles this way, France. Caribou start to run, they run into France and they all go, coming in and get in Carrel. Old caribou just about as much gone, just all full of the arrow. All young people, young boys like you guys, they jump in the fence and sit on top of the fence and shoot the caribou. That caribou they kill, old chief Ron someplace, Ron Terrell, Washington. They start to kill too many, all of them say stop. And caribou start to run out. Nobody can't go on the front. And that trail, one guy, young guy, the caribou is going to hit it. They tell us, stay away. Being in one side, he started to run across. Caribou ran over. He left his arrow. They all beat up. He's right between him and caribou feet and run, caribou run with it. All smashed. They find him way down mile and quarter. Not far, he's right in the, between the caribou feet and run. Caribou carried him that far. They finally find nothing but just all water. So that caribou they kill them, even with small. That's the time beginning to some kind of tin, some kind of iron. They make arrow points. I think I got few left. We use little knife. Even us kids going getting caribou, we think we're doing the business. We know our old people, what they're doing. We learn. We cut meat like our parents, what they do, take care of their food. a lot of different people, they think Indians don't take care of themselves clean. They do. I talked to one person yesterday. Our old grandma, mother, even going to cook me, she has to wash their hands first before they start to cut me to cook. But one main thing, Indian chief people, even person under the chief, they take care of their food, clean away. I hope some way, somehow, I'll find a person, a lady, the old man, or the McBabbies. I can show you the Mushkin snare, how they live. Sometimes 12 foot long, more than 12 foot. Big full moon. The hole you can't reach in with your hands. All Indians know how much, how long the moose horn go through the snare. They put it up. Big snare. They caught full moose. The big horn is caught right on the neck. All them animals, they got in the snare. They real run off fast. Caribou in the corral, they got in the snare and run. Knock, they drag, pull, they knock the other caribou, run alongside of them. Knock, they kill two, three caribou with a stick, run. We pile horses that time. Caribou, we dry meat. All caribou run out. No more caribou. We bring that meat, we bring the skin, caribou skin. We shear the fur, clean out, and strip it, then just clean. Sometimes my mother said, tie two caribou skins, make back, put dry meat in. I don't know, well, they make a lot of back caribou skins. Even they make dog packs. I used to take care of 7 tin dogs, 1 bull moose, whole bull moose. I got a packed skin. Clean the head. We got a special way to clean the head. In the summer, we kill a moose. I don't care how far. Long way. We cut meat, them dogs been packing all the time. They pack heavy packs. I'm pretty sure he packed easy. 7. We know how much pack special dog can take. Heavy load. 7-10 dogs can hold 1 whole moose. Even then, we take the feet. Feet, they last in the autumn woods in the cache, full cache, you find. Even now, you go across 100, if you know how to do it. We take can and we burn the fur and we put it in the water and start a boil. And boil it. Boil it a long time. Moose feet, caribou feet, my old stories, grandpas tell me, last a long time. They look back, the eye on the tree. You put it in the water, the leaves run, they turn back. Like you were the time that we put it in, they turn back fresh. Mare caribou, all late born, we say. All caribou run out. We bring big block of wood, thick axe splitting, the knee bone. Take him out of mare, put it in a butch box, that same. I know Indians, they use lots of tallow, they use a lot of grease. Like you folks, you cook in this, any kind of vegetable, you've got a special thing to put it in to make flour really taste good. We do our food sales. Sometimes, after they're done, we boil them, bone them to split. And we take the tallow, after they boil them, we take the tallow, we save. They use caribou, small caribou stomach. They save that too. They dry them after they started work to get the grease out of it. They got to put in the water, run the water, deep water. They soft it, wash them, and they take it off. And put on another basket and put our skin in space away. They cool off the grease and we'll put the grease. Put it soon, but this much stomach. All full of grease, but this thick. Leave it there till they're frozen. So I pick them up and pull it off. That's for winter. And after all they're done, caribou meat dried, we've got a lot of hard cash up the long cabin. Work, mosquito coop, Indian coop, gold coop, rock. My Erie people really work off the heart. Once in a while, they come around in this area, just for special. Indian here in Alaska, you guys living here in Scooty, all winter, just a little cold winter. Oh, cold winter. My young time, winter I remember. November and October time, fresh ice, this real cold, October time, snow but this much, all over the ground, freeze. By the time we got 50 way to get Moshka. Who get Moshka? We make little kipnin, also like them kipnin in a fishing, grilling. You gotta buy that one now. I see lots of. You gotta buy that. You fish grilling, you gotta put on, but that size, but a little bigger. Two guys, we go out, kick the off, tap. Go around the lake where a lot of muskrat. In the fall, just soon you make noise on the bank, muskrat just start to run. Get out. You got stick, you punch around, tap around, go around the lake. One place, one muskrat time. Sometimes we caught 24 muskrat, 36 muskrat, big place, 40 muskrat. Just one bunch we kept. We started passing, put in some dope pack. That one too, we never turned it. Bobby, we bring it back home. They make coat out of it. They make blankets out of it. Anyway, we do. The other day, I talked to a friend of mine. How did they? You got the bell cabin and bar in the middle. Do a lot of smoke. Oh yeah, to start. After you build a fire, you smoke. We got air hole on the doorway. They started smoking the house, we kick that up, we shoot right out in the air. All them frames, that old spruce tree, long one. They peeling bark, tie up the willow on it, small end, and bend down. All the off a high. I see one built at Lake Mansfield, Grandpa, in the springtime. Grandpa, they cut a lot of wood. Don't know what to do with it. They gone coming to July month. Grandpa got started digging dirt. I gonna build a house. Spruce bar. Long term I room. Of the heavy stuff too. Sometimes we bring it by canoe. Sometimes we pack. On the hill side. Ever since acts beginning to come in, people use a lot of cut whole log, big size. Walk ground and cut sometimes 8 feet. 9 feet high. They put the frame, they set up frame, and they put the pole all around, all the way up from the outside. But so they bring that spruce box, they opened up the stretch like plywood. They put it in. They got the willow hard to tie with. All of it finished. They go out to get moss out in the woods sometimes to stick sometimes I'm sick. They're chopping long, like insulation, and start a pack. That one too, not only one, all men that to build a house. That one too, all young generation, in the village, young people, young boys, even some grandma, relative to grandpa, they help to pass. My Indian, far as I remember, they helped each other to build a house. They don't look for the pay, this house. But old chief, they give us something. Got time, no money. I didn't see much money. Not until I was 21. I was there. Well, I see money in the, I was 11 years in the mining. And since that time, I've been to see money coming in. I didn't see guns until I was 18. I see most loaded shotgun. Very small bullet kills very grizzly with. All long time. My grandpa people, they used, they bought double barrel shotgun, single barrel. That one they gotta buy powder, they gotta buy lead. I like not loaded shotgun better than 12 gauge shotgun. You put enough powder, it can kill ducks long ways. In my young time, I gotta use arrow to shoot ducks. One duck take you put near about 4 or 5 hours. You finally hit it right and get it. Easy way for us to get it, ducks. We line up all in the lake. One down, run up. Chasing the lake down the creek. And then the ducks, young ducks, they go in the brush. We land in the boat and go in the brush, look for ducks. In the grass, we start around, we pick them up. That's only easy way for us to get ducks. We beginning to have a dock, we break in dock to get ducks. We even break in docks to chase lake. We even break in docks to chase moose. Sometimes 2-3 docks. 5, 7, 8 caribou in the spring. In the April month. Some nights real cold. Ice, snow, just soft, coming in the night, coming in the morning, just solid, just it. There will even run, sometimes they run through. We take dark and we go out in the woods and looking for caribou. 2-3 dark can stop caribou, 5, 7, 10 caribou. They chase them, they're out of wing, they stop every moment. You come in, you shoot this arrow. How many of you guys want it? You get that much, you leave it, risk it, go. And call your dog back. every side of the moon, and every glass. Anyway, up in living in the life without a sun, not without everything. The other day, in a class, I say excited, but you're in a trouble. I got shot in the head. Much later, I'll cut my feet. I got a lot of happy. First time we opened up all the prisons and councils, some need it to start with. There's still somebody to start on a couple of things. They run in the room. We know who. They tell me to go after. I know they passed from highway to go down. Heavy rain. Big rain. I don't feel like going. I always say no. We go. Bad weather. I don't mind again. You better go. I go out to start a high Andrew Nikolai. He died now. We will not start off from Pentecost Junction down to Robertson. We flopped hard. Just one flap. We flapped out five times. Six. Hard they put it in. I tell them, Andrew. The trouble, some reason, we don't want to get in trouble. So that's why this car is there. Us Indians, the other day, I was talking class. We have a superstition. I don't know what that word means, but angels, they say it all. Us Indians, we have a just life. Like you, new young generation here today, good book tell you to be good, be kind to one another. Just that strong, my Indian. Without you see, without you believe. They're telling us. But 2 weeks ago, I was down in North Pole. One white guy, he tell me, "Is Irish? What did you people call superstition?" Well, I tell him, "It's English. I don't know what you mean, superstition." Well, I use that word. We doing a lot of tricks. Today we didn't have enough. I go out and go up the hill somewhere where you don't see me. I walk up the town. I look around the country. I explain that guys they have some questions about. Like A, B, C, E, E, F, G. 7 words. 20 kind words. The order we get from our old people, one word you mess. Quit. Don't repeat it. Don't try to get it back. No way to get it back. Just walk. Quit. I'll get it. Superstitious make you blind, make you paralyzed, make you deaf. Quit. Don't repeat it back again and try again to you. Go out there and look around the country. I start a walk, just walk. There's a woman stand up in front of me. I shoot him. I bring it back, most me to you guys. Everything in him, they use. Truly Indian forest, I know, no tool. Today I got good optics. I can kill a moose a mile and a half. I can use 30-30. This is far good optics. Can get moose. Thus far I can kill moose with. I don't know English, they're such experts. I mean, learn more. Just soon guns coming in, our lives beginning to get better. Today works better. Why it works better? Your young education, you get different tribe people bring the outfit here in Alaska after 42. School all of us. Learn education. Too bad I met but I enjoy to see you, the young generation, to learn and use it. The other day I tell you guys, fun can't make you live in good. Sure I have fun. She has fun. I know what fun is either. I still can dance for you guys if I get my costume, listen. I'm for. For my Athabascan Indian, I'm for Eskimo and Elliot. I'm the guy opened up, started fighting for the land in anguish. I'm the guy trying to protest the state. And after later on, I see some guy, us. We lost. Put it close on the state. I got a wrong idea. That's why. Bars I know learn. Land. Want us. Russian and government, United States government, Mahai us. They make some kind of deal. 200 million dollars. We didn't see no dimes, no penny. And last time we go in a meeting, my young generation in Taranaki chief and Doyoung, they tickled to hear about $500 million. I go in Jim Wharton. Board meeting down Northwood building from Angus to Wharton. What you gonna do with that $500 million? I don't know. Not too long ago I get $1,000 check. I get signed it and pass me and go in other states. stove, pay my bill off. They just coming to show me that I get it. Pass me and go in the other store, they get it back just inside 2 hours. What I got left? Nothing. So you young generation, that's what I mean. You learn education in youth. Plus I know some teachers, put her up. Don't pay attention. Learn education. White man business, I learned here different. I can tell you white man way in a lot of strong stories. I wish to learn. I can make good living. If I got the education, I would run it in a white man's way to stand for you guys. New education. Wins. I tell you the other day at a Baskin meeting, smart. A lot of business people, school people, school boys, I talk to them. Some of this day you'll be surprised. Your young generation learn education, they use it, they probably cannot move us with. I hope. I'm glad some of you guys not from in my village, not from in my area. My area, young generation up in my area, drinking so much. I really appreciate it, you young guys. You stick around the school. I'm glad. My Indian life, I really appreciate it. You guys, stay with it, and all teachers, try to help you, support you, room you, take care of you, teaching you on their way. Please, learn and use. I call my wife, and coming in, spend 3 hours, 5 minutes here in town. 11:00 tonight, finally, I met her. The taxi just about a month ago, they get stopped. You don't know where it is. Where is it? The park was in. Cost me $7-$10. I don't care what money I spend for. Long sales company with me. This is a new young generation. This is the old time. Quarter and halfway. She's 76 years old. So he bring his sewing stuff. He's going to bring it here tomorrow. Going to put on the table. She's the one they saved for God ever since. Today, near all old people in Karen, Alaska, put their left sewing stuff. All their work, they put their quick. Pretty soon, I learned Nicholas. I put so many nictas on me pretty soon in Karen, Alaska, with keep eye over. I see somebody got nictas. I'm glad they go back to the mine. I remind them how their old parents used to live. That's one way We know who to keep. I'm not really sure, like my whole great grandfather's forefathers do. I hope you enjoy to my story to figure out, and you grandma, grandfather, uncle, aunt stories, the one I talk here. Don't blame me, that's my life. New life before you were born. A lot of different way, other families coming in to tell you stories. Some book they make sounds fun to me. Some new way. They don't know like as much as I tell stories. Even I remember grandpa, they cooked moose meat dry on the ground. The deacon gone put the butch box in it. Put the powder off. I'm glad to be around here this time. Little walk from here to the apartment to here. My old leg just stepped out. Hard for me to work. Got too bad. They picked me up the other day in one way to go. I have to race 3 times. My old heart is no good that time no more. So thank you for listening. Again, God bless you. The man that created us. I hope they close by to listen to me, to talk to you, class, learn, and keep you, and give you health, blessing, and wisdom, and strength. Thank you.